Nolte, NEET, WAPO throw people of color under bus to protect Democrats. By John Nolte on February 7, 2019. To protect the Democrat Party, in just the past week, the New York Times and Washington Post have repeatedly been caught throwing people of color under the bus. When Donald Trump defeated the establishment media in the 2016 presidential election, everything changed when it came to how the media were going to handle issues involving racism and sexual misconduct. Without any evidence to back up their claim, the media relentlessly tried, and failed, to smear President Trump as a racist and sexual predator. So now, in the hopes of driving down his approval numbers and defeating him in 2020, a zero-tolerance policy was instituted when it came to issues of race and sexual misconduct. No more would anyone be allowed to get away with anything. In a vacuum, this is, of course, a monstrous policy, the stuff of McCarthyism, of witch hunts. But we do not live in a vacuum, so it has been wonderfully entertaining to see this policy backfire on the left. Over the last 2 years, while Trump has enacted much of his agenda and moved the judiciary to the right, two left-wing institutions found themselves pretty much gutted due to the left's own zero-tolerance policy: the establishment media and Hollywood. But the media are suddenly tired of this zero-tolerance policy. The damage has been just too costly for the institutional left. And, as a result, people of color are now being tossed under the bus to protect Democrats. Let's start with the sexual abuse of migrant women desperate to come to America. The media and Democrats are determined to stop Trump from fulfilling his central campaign promise to build a border wall. But during Tuesday's State of the Union address, Trump made strong arguments in favor of the wall, including how it would work as a deterrent to stop migrants from attempting to make a dangerous trip where a third of women, and 17% of men, are sexually assaulted. "Tolerance for illegal immigration is not compassionate, it is cruel," Trump said, adding, "One in three women is sexually assaulted on the long journey north. Sex traffickers take advantage of the wide-open areas between our ports of entry to smuggle thousands of young girls and women into the United States and to sell them into prostitution and modern-day slavery." Trump's one-in-three statistic came from no less than Doctors Without Borders. But even before Trump concluded his speech, the rape deniers at the far-left Washington Post went to work with a monstrous act of parsing and hair-splitting as a means to protect the rapey status quo, to keep the rape trains coming north, to turn Texas blue by wrist-flicking sexual abuse. But that is just one of the Post's sins against people of color and an alleged sexual assault victim. In November 2017, a black woman, Dr. Vanessa C. Tyson, went to the Post with a horrific story about an alleged sexual assault. Tyson, a Democrat, claims that Virginia's Democrat Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax forced her to perform oral sex on him in a hotel room at the 2004 Democrat National Convention in Boston. Fairfax denies any wrongdoing and claims the encounter was consensual. To protect Fairfax, the Post refused to run the story. In a statement released Wednesday, Tyson said the Post's decision to spike the story made her feel powerless, frustrated, and completely drained. Naturally, the Post claimed its decision to not run the story is based on lofty journalistic principles. But we all know this is a lie, because this very same Post threw out every one of those lofty principles to run a story about a sexual assault allegation against Brett Kavanaugh that was nowhere near as credible as the allegation Tyson came to the Post with. Those facts are laid out here. So much for zero tolerance. So much for believe all women. Then, on Tuesday, the Washington Post again threw people of color under the bus, this time the American Indian, in an effort to protect Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, who is running to defeat Trump in 2020. The Post was gifted with a bombshell disclosure that Warren, whom a DNA test proved as whiter than David Caruso in the month of February, identified herself as American Indian on her 1986 Texas bar registration card. And the Post buried it, deep, as deep as such a thing can be buried. For decades, Warren has been running around enriching her career and personal biography by stealing the identity of the Cherokee people. And here is the Post doing everything in its power to ensure a lily-white Democrat pays no price for this. The Post's ideological compatriots at the far-left New York Times have also decided to downplay racism to protect Democrats. The Democrat Party in Virginia is imploding not only under the weight of the Fairfax sexual assault allegation, but a growing blackface scandal. Less than 1 week after Democrat Governor Ralph Northam admitted to wearing blackface as a grown man, his attorney general, also a Democrat, Mark Herring, has been forced to admit the same. Virginia will be a critical swing state in the 2020 presidential election, and to tip the scales in favor of Democrats. On Wednesday, the New York Times described Herring's blackface routine as a man dressed in dark makeup. Virginia Attorney General Mark Herring says he dressed up in a wig and brown makeup as part of a costume as a university student, is how the Times described blackface. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.